Hey, greetings, saints. It's Brother Tupos. I just want to edify you with some quick thoughts tonight. Just got done street preaching for a second day. It was a glorious day. I kind of noticed this the last couple of days, kind of came to my heart and my mind. I'm calling this focus or the flesh. Focus or the flesh. Yeah, what do we see as we travel all over this country and we preach the gospel to the masses, the lost world, the churchianity? I see a huge difference, ready? The difference between God's true saints, what they're focused on, and the lost world and their flesh. Yeah, true saints, because of the Spirit of God, it's not because we're better than everybody else, but because of what we have working in us, the Spirit of God, true saints are seeking righteousness, and they go and they preach the gospel, they live it, they're focused on His kingdom. I'll give you some verses. But the world and churchianity, sadly, what are they focused on? They're focused on this world, the flesh, and sinful ways. His saints are set on the kingdom. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things, all these things shall be added unto you. So that's our charge. We're focused on the kingdom. And then Colossians 3:1-3. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, which Christ sitteth on the right hand, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Think about that. You're dead if you're born of the gospel. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, repentance to Him, born again by His glorious Spirit, walking in holiness and obedience, and enduring to the end. Yeah, you are set on things above. But the world and the corrupt churchianity systems, very close to the world, linked to the world, what are they set on? Jude 1:18. How they that told you that there should be mockers in the last times, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. Yeah, the book of Jude, verse 18. They told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. The worldly people mock God. Churchianity mocks God because they're not obeying Him. Their focus is on the flesh and their sin, but saints' focus is on the kingdom of God. How about 2 Peter 2:18-19? For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lusts of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escape from them who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are servants of corruption, that's flesh, for whom a man is overcome, of the same he is brought into bondage. Yeah. These are a clear contrast. Focus on spirit and the kingdom versus getting caught up and lost in your flesh. What does the Spirit of God teach us to focus on or to be about? Ready? John 16:13. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He'll guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. Isn't that awesome? The Spirit of God teaches us all things. Spirit of truth. And He'll show us what's to come. Keeps us focused on the kingdom and the Spirit, not on the flesh. But what about the wicked? Going back to them. 2 Thessalonians 2:12. That all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Yeah, as we go and we preach and we stand and see thousands of people come by us, out entertaining themselves in their flesh, out parading around, doing food and gluttony and partying and drinking and wantonness and idleness, they're not seeking the kingdom of God whatsoever. What a joy to be a child of God. We're no better than them, but we are different. What a joy to be a child of God, called out by the Most High. Jude 22:25. And some, having compassion, making a difference. Yeah, this is what we want to do. and others save with fear, pulling him out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Yeah, my garment as a worldly man was spotted up completely by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, oh, what a glorious Savior, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever. Amen. I love that. Saints, focus on his kingdom and spirit and truth. Don't focus on the flesh and the ways of this world. What a contrast. It's a great test to see if you truly are born of God. If your focus is on the flesh and the world, you better go test yourself. You may not even be born again. You may be a false convert, or you could be reverting and going backwards in your ways to what you once were. I don't want to go backwards in my life. I want to stay focused on the kingdom of God, focused on preaching the truth, focused on seeing people set free by the gospel. I don't want to go back to my flesh that leads to death and destruction. Love y'all. Check out all the resources at don'tperish.com. Check out the Ecclesia Gathering, adding audios there daily. Check out the street preaching videos. We had two great preaches Friday and Saturday. Looking forward to whatever the Lord has us do in the future. We're going to keep striving. We're going to keep preaching. We're going to keep focusing. And we're going to keep battling the flesh. Love y'all. Till next time. May God be praised.